Today is Monday, October 4th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. All right. Well, it was a weekend, and Mark and I did not much, actually. Well, we did a few things, but we had kind of a relaxing day on Saturday. We watched a show, Midnight Mass. And for those of you atheists out there, it would be, you know, nothing at all. And actually, I feel like it's very... I don't know if I've ever... Okay, so the thing is, it was basically a vampire story. I feel like I may be spoiling it for some people. But sorry. If you wanted to see that and you don't want to be spoiled, maybe you should fast forward a little bit right now, because I'm already into it and I'm not going to re-record this. I was just thinking, oh gosh, maybe that's a spoiler. Anyway... But it ties Catholicism and the communion taking that we do in, not in Christianity in general, not just, it happens to be a Catholic priest in this particular show, but they kind of, it's very creative in the way that they tie vampirism, if that's a word, with communion. And at times, as a Christian, I felt a little weird, like, oh, should I be watching this? You know, is this like sacrilegious that I'm watching this or whatever? But it was actually a really good show. The first couple of episodes are a little slow, but it was a really good show in the end, and we really enjoyed watching it. So we watched that, and that was Saturday night. We wanted to go into the... Well, actually, we did that Friday night. I'm totally at a loss. We didn't have Mix Minus on Friday. And so Mark and I decided we were going to have a media room night. So we came up, we had a couple of drinks from the Bartesian, and we decided we were going to watch this show called Midnight Mass. So we put that on, we watched it. And we really enjoyed it. We had to finish it up on Saturday. And then Saturday, I honestly said, okay, Mark, we need to make some progress on a couple of things on the weekend, because we haven't had a free weekend in a while. We had Bite, which was the big food testing thing, you know, last time. Or last weekend, and then we had something else. We had like our housewarming party a couple of weekends ago. We've been babysitting my parents' dog and yada, yada, yada. So, you know, we had a lot of things. So I had a haircut one weekend, which takes me all day. And so I said, you know, there's a couple of things we need to get done since we're going to be home this weekend. And one of them was, because we are going to New York City. New York City, get a rope. That's the Pace Picante sauce commercial from back in the day. This stuff's made in New York City. New York City. Get a rope. Anyway, so since we're going there, we needed a flight. And so I said, well, the first thing we need to do is we need to decide. I had this companion ticket. And so I thought, well, maybe I should try to use this companion. But they make these things so hard to use. You have to call. You can't do it on their website. You have to call and talk to a person. You have to know the dates you want to fly, obviously, because you're talking to a person. And, you know, and then they mail you something. It's like very analog, very like, we're going to make it as difficult as possible so people never use these tickets, basically. But I thought, you know what? I'm just going to see what kind of a deal it gives me, how much the actual ticket that they're charging for costs, because that's something that you need to factor in, because what if they charge you double the amount for one ticket and then give you the other one for $100? Sorry, it was a $100 companion ticket, not a free companion ticket. So anyway, I was like, okay, I've got to look at that. I've got to look at my frequent flyer miles, and I've got to, and we need to figure out like what's going to make the most sense. And so we need to figure out dates, you know, for when we're going to take off work and all of that. And so bottom line is I found the paper for the companion ticket. And once again, I had let it expire. This is the second year in a row where I've let my companion ticket expire. So no need to research that. It expired on August 31st. So there was nothing I could do. And so I was like, oh, well, COVID, you know, what you gonna do? So anyway, because we haven't been traveling as much. And so then I looked at my frequent flyer miles. I have about 140,000 frequent flyer miles with American Airlines because we do everything on credit cards and then pay them off. And all of our credit cards are frequent flyer cards. So I have the one that I use most often is American Airlines because that's what we fly mostly with American Airlines and it's a MasterCard. And so that's what I spend a majority of my money on. I have an American Express that is, I think it's Delta. Anyway, I don't get a whole lot of miles on that because I don't use that as much. And then Mark has a card that is Delta. So we have the three major carriers covered. But I thought, oh, I think some of my miles may be expiring soon, so I need to look at that. And so I looked, and they're not expiring until 2023. So I was like, okay, well, there you go. So then I did some research on prices, and the days that we wanted to go, it was so cheap. I think I got two round-trip tickets. I want to say my round-trip tickets I got for around $500, so about $250 a piece. To go to New York. And not only that, so two round trip flights. Now, we don't do first class or anything like that. I mean, we would, if they upgraded us, we would do it, but it's like, it's not really worth it. I've flown first class before, and I feel like the amount of money they add to a ticket to make it first class, and then you get some, you know, some airline food and a glass of wine or something, you know? And half the time out of our airport, it's like these really small planes. And so it's not even worth it because first class is 5 inches away from the, you know, I mean, we don't generally do first class. We've never, as far as I know, he and I have never paid for first class. We do economy. I don't even like to do those slight upgrades because I don't like to pay for it. I don't like to pay for seats. I don't want to, like, I'm paying for the ticket. And so, anyway, but $500 for two round trip tickets. And, so I decided not to use my frequent flyer miles because it was $477, for two, and they're nonstop as well. So, I don't know if it's COVID because you would think Thanksgiving, you would think it would be more expensive than that. Anyway, really good deal. So we made that decision, bought those tickets. And the other thing was I wanted to, we have some fall decor, some pumpkins and things of that nature, hay bales, all that kind of stuff, orange, brown and orange stuff that we decorate the house with. And so I wanted to put that stuff around. So I decorated, we watched America's Got Talent and The Voice. Ariana Grande is now on The Voice. And she's kind of shy, really. She's not quite as funny and out there as Kelly and Blake and John Legend, but we enjoyed it anyway. We got caught up with that. We finished America's Got Talent. And I don't think we did anything really outside the house. On Saturday, we kind of hung around the house and just like did the decorating, bought the plane ticket, watched a little TV. And then Sunday, it was pretty busy for me. I had church in the morning. And then we met for, Mark met me in nearer my church because there are more restaurants around there. And we went to a really good Italian restaurant for lunch for our restaurant of the week. And then we needed to grocery shop. So we did our grocery shopping and then I had to. So, and then we went home and I had to cook two meals, two different dishes for throwing down, which I'm recording a little bit later today. And then I had Butt First last night. So it was a busy day on Sunday. But we did accomplish some stuff over the weekend. And yeah, it was a good weekend overall because we did get to relax on Saturday. We finished up Midnight Mass, and you know, watched some TV and did some things around the house. So it was good. My parents came today and picked up their dog. So we now are back to only having one dog. I did leave the book for them. I think I had talked about this book that I wanted to give my parents. And Wednesday, when I went for orchestra rehearsal, I dropped off the two books at my parents' house and left it on their bed because I didn't want to give... Like, I already talked to my mom. I said, hey, mom, I want you guys to read this book. And she said, oh, yeah, absolutely, we'll read the book. But I didn't want to, like, have a big, long discussion when I delivered it. And so I just sat it on... I just put it on both their pillows when I was there on Wednesday. So we have a contest, and I have selected a winner. I just decided to go ahead and pull the trigger and select the winner myself. And so let's see. Let's see if I have a... I don't think I have a drum roll, but let's look. Let's look and see if there is a drum roll. No, there's not a drum roll. I'm not going to look for a drum roll. But anyway... Let's just go back over. Someone on Twitter was saying, oh, Adam didn't even read my... I think it was Baron Frosty. Said Adam didn't even read my choice. And my intention was not to read everyone's choice. I was at the end of time. I was just filling time before the music ran out and I didn't read everything. But we'll just read them now. Big Fatty had Target and The Dump. Auntie Scott had Walnut Orchard, The Spit Valve Factory, Toupee Shop, The Wigwam, The Whataburger Barn, The Lawnmower Repair Shop, Shih Tzu's R Us, Melon Market, and Melon Mart. Gary had Hog Farm and Bacon Factory. Mike had The Shop. Mel, I Am Librarian, had The Radio Station. Baron Frosty had Melon Patch. Gar in Denver had The Insane Asylum. Scotty had Key Fiddler Foundation and Fish Factory. Chuck had Procrastination Place. RT Cruiser had The Plumbing Store. Michael in Portland had The Convent. Dennis had The Music Store / Shop. And those are the only ones I've got. Hope I didn't miss anyone. Anyway, so now to select a winner. So I thought about this a while and I thought, you know, I really don't want to do anything melon related because, you know, that's an old joke. I mean, that joke's been around forever. We all know what it's about. If you don't, ask somebody. And I have a little bit of a cleaner image now, so I'm not going to do that. So I decided to disqualify anything with melon in the name. And then I thought, you know, I really am here lately figuring out, because I've been doing a lot of soul searching around like, what do I want to do when I grow up? And I'm probably not going to do this for a career ever. But I've gone back to thinking, you know what, I really do enjoy my trumpet playing the best of anything in my life. And, you know, it's too late at this point to make a career out of it, but that is the passion that I have kept out of everything else, more than podcasting, more than anything else. So the winner that I have selected is the Spit Valve Factory, and it was Auntie Scott who did that. And so Auntie Scott is going to be getting a $50 Amazon gift card. And I'm going in right now. I'm probably going to run out of time, but I'm doing it right now. So by the time you hear this podcast, you will be getting a $50 Amazon gift card in your inbox. So that is the winner. That's been decided. There was no rigmarole or anything like that. I just made a decision. That's what we're going to do. And I will get that out to you. But by the time this episode posts, this gift card is going to be in your email box. So you'll already know. You'll already know that you won. Because that's how fast I am. All right, done and dusted. I think I have a couple more voicemails, but hopefully they're not contest entries. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.